Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is. Yeah.
You dick!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love those tapes.
Yes, I really company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing.
So
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's see, this portion of the show.
On Western One is brought to you by AddictedToKelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson info as well as exclusive photos. Your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Go to AddictedToKelly.com. Our show is brought to you today by Ford.
The most talented of the American Idols.
Now,
just my opinion.
That's right.
Charles, could be wrong.
Right. No, you're
Charles,
right.
Charles. Yes, Donald.
The artist formerly known as Charlie is here.
Yes, yes. Good to be here, as usual. Hello, everyone. Hi.
Yanni says we are being absolutely swamped with guys emailing about the opening in our fantasy football league.
Sure. All the little brains.
So get those emails in, and please make sure that if you send an email, you send a phone number where we can call you live on the radio within the next 40 minutes.
Thank Listen you. Carefully. He's telling the truth. They'll probably only tell you one time.
Yes, and that's it, Charlie. I'm done telling.
Okay.
Now, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, trusted friend.
Yes.
Next stepper, to the nth degree. a good buddy.
Yeah, good friend.
A very dry sense of humor.
Wonderful yes. sense of humor. Great newsman.
And as a matter of fact, I'll give you even more of a compliment. Many times at these appearances that we have, people come up and say to me, you know, Buzz is so funny. How come you and Mike, like, never say, Buzz, you're funny?
Right.
And I try to explain to them,
mm-hmm.
Charles, how showbiz works. That
sure.
Buzz
right.
is a voice and that we recognize Buzz.
Oh, of course we do.
But we are just plowing through. Mike and I are just plowing
right.
through.
No one on this show, I've never thought that this show was anything but a collaborative effort.
Right.
I really have always thought that way.
And that is Buzz's strong suit.
Yes.
Now, Buzz does occasionally get a wedgie if we put him on the spot and
yes.
we say, you got to call this guy and, like, do an interview that makes us laugh.
Right.
No problem. That's why I'm here to help.
So, Charles.
All who, set to go.
As you know, was known for years as Charlie on the show.
Charlie with a Y. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going there this time,
that was
right?
Fun,
we're going to let me be myself and help Buzz do what he does. And maybe we can make it a little bit better. This is going to be an interview and an educational process.
Now, this is an interview that Rob booked. It says, inventor, producer.
That's rare. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Inventor produces dope speakers.
Wow.
Literally, he's making speakers that are made out of hemp.
Now, there's the premise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can roll with this. We
right.
all know you got that, you know, whether it's an illusion or not, Buzz.
Right.
I don't comment on your personal
That's
life.
That's my role.
What we want to do is we want to, you know, punch it up a little bit. You
right.
know, you'll get the feel of it.
So,
and I'm gonna feed you stuff while it's going on.
Uh-huh.
And the subject of the interview, correct me if I'm wrong, Donald, will not be
Let
hearing me.
Make
right?
the... right there, and Charles.
Hello.
They will not be able to hear you on the telephone.
Excelente. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Let's get her done
as
the cable guy. Larry the cable guy.
Oh, he's
don't
good.
Like his stuff.
No.
No, I don't care.
Very popular,
well,
though.
Let's welcome to the show John Harrison from ToneTubby.com. Hello, John.
Hello, Washington.
Hi there. And, obviously our producer, Rob, now listen. Charles, maybe you could bring this up.
Yeah.
With him.
Do you want me to speak
can
with him
or
be behind the scenes? Are we on now with him?
Yes, yeah. We're
can
on.
You hear me, sir?
You should tell the guy that we're on in more than just D.C.
All right. Well, ready to go?
Nationwide.
We are nationwide, a syndicated national See. Regional show. The show is broadcast in a variety of markets all over the country. What is that sound we're hearing?
Beeping.
But y'all are in Washington, right?
We are based in Washington, D.C. You are correct, sir.
Great.
Yes. So, but, you know, it just sometimes, occasionally, when we have a guest on the show and you say hi to Washington, it really diminishes the product.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to do that.
We do try to avoid that. You understand, of course.
Now, let me just do a very quick check on the microphone.
Have we started?
To make sure. No, we're doing a test right now.
Oh, goody. Goody.
Can you hear my voice?
Is this Buzz?
This is Don. Can you hear my voice, sir?
I got you. I got you.
Charles, why don't you give him the test?
Can you hear my voice? No, he cannot.
I mean,
we're all set. We're good.
Buzz?
To go.
Yes.
Hi, it's Buzz. Can you hear me, John?
Hello, Buzz.
Hello right. there. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
It's time for the Buzz Burbank interview, and now here is your host, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Don and Mike. Joining us from San Rafael, California, John Harrison, who's making speakers made of hemp.
Hi, Buzz. How you doing, man?
Hi, John. Welcome.
First
How are
question,
you?
Buzz, oh, I would ask him, if you turn the speakers up too loud, can you get a contact high?
Okay, here's my first question, John. If you turn the speakers up too loud, can you get a contact high?
Excellent.
Probably not unless...
Don't let him answer the question. Jump right into, was Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence on hemp, was he a pothead?
How'd you know?
That'll be a killer.
Yeah, I know you've referenced Thomas Jefferson. Was he a pothead, too?
I don't know. This has nothing to do with pot, Buzz.
Follow up with this. Keep this. This is funny. Thomas Jefferson, leader of the land, a pothead. Keep going with that one, Buzz.
Thomas Jefferson, leader of the land. Not the father of our country, but perhaps the father of hemp. No?
I think he had a patch going, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, he would be disappointed,
Did he grow pot? Stay with this. It's a good riff.
He was a farmer. Did he grow pot? Right.
I think you're getting that mixed up with George Washington, Buzz.
No, it was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, no, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. I know George had some doings like that, too.
All right, move on to that. He's not going to respond to that one. What I would do, Buzz, is I would ask him, he asked me if he makes car speakers, first of all.
Do you make them for cars, these new speakers, these hemp speakers?
Funny you should ask that. You know what?
What?
We're getting ready to roll these things out. We're doing car
speakers.
Car speakers?
Car speakers, Charles.
It sounds so good in a car.
Can you get busted if you have in your car?
Can you get a DUI for that?
You know what?
Good. That's the first. Good. You're working it now. That's excellent.
That's a good one. I'll remember that.
Fantastic.
Because I get things like this daily.
Here's a generic
question.
Ask him what his feelings are about patchouli oil.
It's safe, because it's under 3% or whatever the stipulations are.
John, where do you stand in 2006 on patchouli oil?
Patchouli?
Yeah.
I think I left that about 30 years ago. I haven't smelled a patchouli scent in 30 years,
man. Have you been able to get the smell off your body?
Have you been able to get the patchouli smell off your body?
Yeah, I never used it.
Hey, Charles.
Yes, Don, hi.
Would you indulge me?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Would you take him down to Charlie Road?
Oh, sure.
Would you have Buzz go down to Charlie Road?
Oh, you mean make him more Charlie-like?
Yes.
I'm high right now.
I'm high right now, John.
Wow. On nationwide radio, yes.
Now, feign laughter, Buzz, you're high and you're laughing. Excellent, Buzz. You're doing well.
If I blow my speaker, can I smoke it?
Yeah. What about high notes? Are they good at high notes?
Yeah, super. Hey, you're cutting some new turf here, Buzz. You're good. Yeah, it's got wonderful highs.
I always get hungry when I listen to rock and roll. What say you?
I always get hungry when I listen to these speakers.
Let's have
what
fun.
About you?
Let's have a little fun now.
Yeah, I'm up to about 320 pounds and still going.
Here you go.
Man.
Here's
I started that at 140.
Ask him how many watts each speaker will be holding.
how many watts is each speaker holding?
Here's our lineup. We started off with the guitar speaker, and that'll.
All right, don't let him talk. Say, are these speakers shaped like a bowl?
Are these speakers shaped like a bowl?
Excellent job.
Yeah, regular round speakers. And we have not found a ceiling yet to blow them up. The cone literally
now pull a Spicoli on them, but make a sound like a thumping sound and say, "That's my skull. I'm so wasted." You know that thing they do about Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
You want to do it a little more like you're high, Buzz. Do it like you're high. Be high. You've been high before. Yeah, don't fake it.
Hey, can I quote that? That's good. We'll put it on our website.
Ask him how he feels about sticky pot.
How do you feel about the sticky?
The sticky?
Yeah.
Come on.
We don't use any sticky on there, Buzz. It's an internal thing. It comes with the hemp.
What's his favorite kind of marijuana?
What's your favorite kind of marijuana, John?
Keep him on the Buzz. Well, keep him on the Buzz.
You're kind of asking the wrong guy there.
Oh, no, I'm not. Come on. All right, time to get aggressive with it.
I guess you call it green.
Any seeds or stems in the speakers?
Hey, Charlie.
Ask him if he uses Buzz.
Charles.
Yes. Give you a headache.
I don't want to tell you're the master at this.
Thanks so much, Don. I appreciate that.
Why don't you get into work? You know that whole thing you do where you get people to tell Charlie that you love him?
Oh, yeah.
Would you get Buzz to do that?
Okay, Buzz, here's what...
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Ask the guy on the phone cannot hear Charlie or myself.
Right. Ask him. All right, get him talking, first of all. Then I'm going to give you a little coaching here, right? Okay, all right. Ask him how many speakers would be better, 4 or 20? Get it?
All right, yeah.
Ask him that. Yeah, go for that one.
I'm trying to set up my apartment, John. What's better, 4 speakers or 20?
420? Was that a hidden joke there? 420?
Yeah, now when he's answering this, now act real Buzz. And say, I love you, man. Come on, work with me, Buzz.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Man, do you love me?
Do you love me? I love you, John.
Yeah, man. No, I read your bio, man, and I saw your picture, and I know who I'm talking to.
Ask him why the F he's so hyper.
Why the F you're so hyper, John?
Am I hyper?
Yeah, a little bit.
I got it from my mom, Buzz.
Chill, mellow out, dude.
Is he getting paranoid?
Yeah, you like
that kills me.
You like paranoid or something?
Paranoid about the competition?
No, you know what that would probably be not the word hyper, but how about high energy?
Ask him how he takes his pot.
High energy.
Ask this doper how he takes his pot.
Hey, John, the doper, how do you take your pot?
Like I said, I don't really, I'm already past that stage.
No, I don't believe him, Buzz. I don't believe him, Buzz.
Nobody here believes you, John.
I think he's using marijuana.
You guys are smart.
I don't believe you. Nobody else believes you.
Yeah, all right, let me talk to him. Don, I'm sorry. Let me talk to the guy.
Hold on. Excuse me. We're now going to put you on with one of the producers.
Great.
Yeah, hello, John.
Hello.
John, Charles. Charles Stewing Stablack. I got to ask you a question, man. You don't use pot?
Hey, man, this is putting me in a rough situation here. My mom's listening in Oklahoma.
Oh, come on, mom. Come on, tell the truth. We're being honest here. Keep it real for me, Johnny. Do you use?
Do you
smoke a joint once in a while?
This must be a joke call.
It is not a joke call, pal.
Okay,
All we want to know, baby, is whether...
Maybe if you got into character, you could finesse it out of him and also show Buzz how your skill works.
Gotcha. Let's try that.
I'll try to learn.
John?
Well, wait a minute. Buzz said I was real hyper.
John?
So didn't pot make you mellow? Yeah.
Please say hello to our friend, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
My name is Charlie Stewing Stavlak. How are you?
Good.
Can you say hello, Charlie?
Hello, Charlie.
Hello. You make things out of marijuana cigarettes?
No, we make things out of marijuana stems, man.
I heard pot makes you crazy.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
I like to eat ice cream. They say you eat ice cream or anything you want after you get high.
Oh, yeah, you hit the refrigerator big time.
I've never been high. I'm high on life.
Put it this way, I got a lot of fat friends, dude.
Fat friends? Is that fat in a bad way or fat in a good way?
Oh, good way.
I love you, John.
You too, man.
Say it again. I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Charlie.
Charlie, I love you.
You're a good man, John. Why are you involved in illegal activity?
You can break out of character now, Charles.
Okay, that was an alter ego of mine, known as Charles Stewing Stablack.
Isn't he good?
And seriously, we have lots of questions about this, but it sounds to me like you're a man who's manufacturing clothing out of marijuana products.
Well, no, I wouldn't put it that way. We've had no problem.
I would put it that way, sir, dear sir.
You sound like a cop, dude.
I sound like a cop. Well, let me tell you something. I could tell you about cops.
That's a compliment, isn't it, Charles?
Well, I suppose it is. I have an ingrained respect for our legal system and the law. So if you're saying I sound like a cop, I'm taking it.
Right. Good. That was a compliment.
But occasionally, cops lie.
Yeah, occasionally.
What say you to that, my friend?
Now, wait a minute. Let's get back.
I've got you there. No, I'm controlling the interview here.
Yeah, okay.
What say you to that? Have you, sir, in your illustrious career, have any issues with the law manufacturing these products?
No, that's what I was trying to tell you. We've gotten it across the border from Canada. But you have to grow it. And you know what? The first load we got came right to the Grateful Dead studio. What do you think about that?
Simple premise, John.
Funny.
Marijuana has to be grown to make hemp. Do I lie?
You're right.
I am absolutely right.
I gotcha.
So what you're talking about, sir, is you are growing an illegal product to make your clothing. Am I right or wrong?
No, you are wrong.
I am not wrong.
I buy it from somebody that grows it.
What you're telling the youth of America to do is to smoke dope, go out and have sex early, have children out of wedlock. It's not right.
No, you can listen to the dope. Now you can listen to it.
What do you mean,
right?
Listen to the dope? If you're characterizing me as someone who's not intelligent,
I resent the speakers, Charles.
Oh, the dope speakers.
You know what, you guys?
Are they really better speakers, or is it just a whole hype thing for
pop? I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Go see, probably in September, Carlos Santana and Los Lonely Boys.
Carlos Santana! You're talking about a guy that probably lives in a room filled with marijuana smoke.
That's good.
Well, it's not good. It's just the truth, John.
Charles,
we're going nowhere here.
We have to go back behind the scenes and turn it back over to Buzz.
All right, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
You mean we haven't been talking to Buzz? Bye, Charlie.
Yeah, nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Take care.
Love you, Charlie.
Can you wind it up, please?
Yes,
what
yeah.
a moron.
And John, after you've listened to these speakers for a little while, do you get hungry? Do you get the munchies?
All right, we've been down that road.
You know, I've never heard of that happening, man.
Goddamn road.
So it's tonetubby.com for the hemp hop.
Oh, yeah.
Speakers.
Give them a big plug.
Yeah, the hemp hop's my car line coming out. It's going to totally be incredible.
Sure, the speakers aren't made out of cocaine.
Well, John, thanks for joining us.
Or amphetamines?
Go back to getting high.
Or some sort of stimulant?
And go check out Carlos Santana and Los Lonely Boys.
Sounds to me like the speakers are made out of caffeine.
They all use them.
Yeah, and the concert will sound better.
Well, it does. I promise you that. And call me if you want passes, okay?
Okay.
Speakers made out of Vivarin.
It was great talking to you.
Wow.
I wish I could say the same.
Take care, John.
Okay, you too, Buzz. Good talking to you.
Bye now.
Have a good one, y'all. Call back.
Yeah, whatever.
What kind of
My God, what a motor mouth. It was ridiculous.
Now, that would have been a tough one for Buzz to handle without
the situation. Thank
you. I applaud my colleague across the glass. I thought he did a wonderful job. Buzz, really.
Thank you.
Hard to do. You got me screaming in one ear. You've got the hyperactive guy on the other line. And you got Don. He's here. Everybody's yelling at you. You did a great job. I'm very happy.
Thanks for your help. Thanks to your help.
Thank you. Kudos to you.
Certainly.
And Charles, just for everybody out there,
Could
we have just a little taste of your signature character?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie's going to dinner.
Right.
How's that one? A little improv?
That will work for me.
Boy, I'm so happy. I'm going out to Chuck E. Cheese's, and I'm going to have pizza and ice cream. I'm so excited. Oops. I just got so excited I missed my pants. Duh. That gets so tedious.
Yeah, I understand.
So tedious.
You do it so well.
Your heart is... And cut! Back to normal, all right, guys?
Your heart is not in the character anymore.
Yeah, it's not funny to me anymore, Don. It really just, somewhere along the line, you know, you have to move on. And I felt that the character development had reached kind of a wall.
I thought you liked Sick Charlie when we went down that road.
I do like Sick Charlie. That's a variation on the character that I do enjoy. I do like doing that. But what I really like to do, as I'm sure you know, is talk about the issues of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is very special. We live in a world, Don, that is filled with danger and tension and issues that we have to deal with. And I feel that...
Do you like ice cream?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Do you like pizza?
A little bit.
Sure.
Pizza and ice cream, I love. Yeah, I do enjoy going back into the character, but not all the time.
Right.
My agent said it's time to battle... The typecast, when I'm not going to be a Werner Klemperer.
No,
I won't go to my grave in that situation.
I'll give you a more contemporary one.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, who was the guy that was Benny on L.A. Law?
Oh, yes. What was his name? What was that character's name?
Because he was...
Oh, my God, we've forgotten. Mm-hmm. Larry Drake.
That's it?
Larry Drake, a marvelous character actor.
You are so sharp, Charles.
Thank you very much. What is that? You're so sharp, Charles.
You were speaking down to me.
Condescending.
No, my retarded character of Charlie is a character.
Right, but you beat us
all.
You thought of the name. Right. None of the rest of us
could
pull.
I'm a little sensitive. You can understand why. Yeah. When you've played a challenged man for your whole career, it is so nice occasionally to let the public pull back the curtain and let the public see there is a brain here.
A real man.
That there's a man here. A thinking man here. A man that cares.
A big, gigantic, 6'7", bald man.
A big guy. I'm a big guy. Can't lie about that. And I don't mind putting on the overalls and wearing the T-shirt with the stains on it that miraculously always look biological. But I'm very happy to be here. And I commit to all of you, my colleagues on this show, I'm not going anywhere. But
thank you,
Don Geronimo.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come in here and be intelligent, which I've been for years.
Last question, real fast.
Fire away.
What do you like on the market?
Ah, right now, it's tough. I mean, so many stocks have taken a nosedive. Look, September, everyone knows, is going to be a choppy market. You're not going to be able to want to dive right back in. Say if you've got 50% in cash, I would keep that on the side. And maybe think about the beginning of October to ease back in with a strong mutual fund position. Don't go for single issues. They're not going to benefit you this time around.
Have you seen the new Will Ferrell movie?
You mean Ricky Bobby?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Another dumb one.
Yeah.
Another dumb one from Will Ferrell. When is someone going to make an intelligent movie. I want to see Robert Redford, direct again. I really do. Something, a thinking man's movie. Something that provokes the mind. That you can walk out and discuss, just like a good book. A good, good, good novel. Please.
I'm with you, Charlie.
Can I tell that to your listeners?
Yeah.
People! Charlie, Stewang Stabilak, telling you, think. Use the melon. Mm-hmm. Use the noodle.
Okay.
I thank you, sir.
Thank you,
yes, yes, Robert.
You look great for 65.
Oh, thank you very much.
He does,
I feel
really
good. I feel you're as young as you feel, and thanks to a relatively significant workout regimen and my Pilates, I feel very, very good.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. And thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for letting me come in on your little segment.
Thanks
there.
For your help.
And you, Mr. Spiewak. We'll see you for dinner this weekend.
Of course, I'll be there.
Yeah, at the Olive Garden.
All right.
Just kidding.
Bye, Charles.
We're going to an expensive restaurant.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.